Welcome to hell. Apostates on the Fringe is here to give you the news of our burning world. I'm here with my co-hosts.
I'm Alistair.
I'm Dustin.
And we're sponsored by the Atheist Society of Knoxville.
Sam, I may have made the most expensive beer purchase I've ever had in my life.
How much was it?
So let me get into that in a second. So I'm standing in line. I had some other things I wanted to buy. And it was placed in the wrong place. So I didn't know what the price was, but like surely it wouldn't be too bad. And I was like, hey, go ahead and ring this up. And now I have people behind me. So like they ring it up and it's fucking $32 for four beers. And I have a line of people behind me and I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to bitch out. Like this is too much. I'm like, I just said out loud that's fucking stupid. Yeah. That is fucking stupid. But the can art is actually pretty funny.
Well, that's what you're paying for. You better keep that
worth
can.
$8 it's an expensive a can. Sure.
I know, it's $8 fucking can, but it's called Down With The Thickness, and it's two Qs. And this can art, listen, they must have drank like eight of these before they designed this, because it looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters is wielding Thor's hammer. And then you have a drowning in this beer, I guess, presumably, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in this. And this is, so it's a pastry stout with graham cracker vanilla, marshmallow fluff, and chocolate and coffee. So it's got all the things. It's by Mason Ale Works.
How thick is that?
It sounds thick.
Listen.
Is it like syrup?
It is, and it's fucking, it's even got a little tartness to it. So I'm a little salty about it that I spent this, because I'm going to have to drink it, like, if it was cheaper, I'd be like, But now I have to spread it out over 4 weeks, so I'm only going to have one, because this is 13 fucking percent, too.
Right.
So I'm going to just have one, and I have a Highland Brewing, I think it's a porter, just as to offset it. But I'm going to have one, so for the next 4 weeks, I'm drinking this super expensive, really stout, fucking thick syrup that, because I like can art, and I got to move away from that, man. I got to start reading shit before I...
Yeah, I think that's more expensive than any beer I've bought too.
But I didn't want to look like a bitch, right? Because I'm like, I'm in the line. I want to be like, let me put it back and not spend this kind of money.
I am bougie enough to afford that.
Yeah, I mean, kinda. But I was still bitching. I was like, man, that's fucking stupid. How was it that much?
You peasants can spend less than $8 on a beer.
I'm drinking Yingling tonight because I only wanted to spend $1 a beer.
I'm drinking pretty basic shit, too. I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada pale ale, because it's one of the only pale ales I can actually stand, and Gotta Get Up to Get Down.
You both have Gotta Get Up to Get Down.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada is like... But
they're one of the best pale ales.
Yeah, I like them.
I don't know.
This is going to be tough to get through. I'm glad it's actually kind of tastes like this, because if it tasted better and I was more willing to go through 13% fucking ABV, I would be a different person at the end of this. I may actually speak at a slow rate if I did that. So,
well, if you do some screaming, its thickness can coat your throat and
that is
won't
true.
Get sore.
Yeah, so we got some feedback. A lot of people are liking the dolphin.
Yeah,
the dolphin one.
They don't think it's the most insane thing I've ever said.
I don't. No, it was a judgment call at the time. Some of the things
it's pretty
said,
bad though.
Yeah, it is. Pretty,
I don't know.
When someone asks me who doesn't know you, and I filled them in and I said what you actually said. They go, Jesus fuck.
Yes.
So it's you're getting feedback from people who know you and know what kind of worst thing you've said to them in person.
No, on the
but
show.
Not everyone knows you
on the show.
Okay,
I've said worse on the show before. And hey, I'll back it up. I'm going to die on this hill.
We didn't bleep really in the beginning, though. I think it's just a few things came out and we started thinking maybe we should do something about this.
I was like, Sam's going to get us in legal trouble by telling him to go kill these people. So I'm going to bleep that out to avoid any kind of liability. But anyways.
Lies.
Hey guys, officer down.
Yes.
Officer.
Not permanently.
Not permanently, but good puppers.
Knoxville cops are really good at shooting themselves.
This was a sheriff's office, though, wasn't it? It wasn't KPD, right?
I mean,
there's still cops that work in Knoxville, which they're all pieces of shit.
So the story, so I guess Lydia Driver and Jordan Hirsch responded to a call, and apparently a pit bull came around the corner. Would you have information
on
the call?
I've been hearing... Like, if you go to the news articles and read, there are people saying it wasn't even a call. She was visiting his residence, shot a warning shot to get the dog to calm down or whatever. And
a warning shot into his leg.
Into his partner's leg. Yeah. I don't know if they were fucking or what. I don't know if that's true. That's just rumors that are in the news article. But, you know, KCSO and KPD both lie a lot about stuff. So
I like how their first reaction was to shoot. They said warning shot. I thought they shot at the dog. That's always their first.
They shot at the ground to kind of get the dog to back off.
How do you shoot at the ground so hard and miss and hit someone's leg? Like, I know, like, KPD
These aren't bright people.
The ant incident where they shot the officer in the leg. Like, he was already down. And he just fired anyways until, like, yeah. They like shooting each other in the legs. Like, but I don't understand how you can shoot into the ground and, like, hit a leg unless you're actively shooting at a dog that's attacking a leg.
No, nothing says the dog actually attacked.
And some of the articles I have, but
they lie.
The dog was approaching.
They would lie to save
You know,
face.
If you want to shoot a dog, you join the police. That's what you do. You're like, I love shooting dogs, but I wasn't able to torture them enough like Dennis Rader at the pet safe company. So
I've seen several videos. The pound. Some that are tough to watch where any kind of aggression, any kind of move they find aggressive, they'll just shoot right
at
the
dog. They're terrified of anything that moves. If a dog, even the happy, there was one a few years ago, the dog was just fucking excited to see somebody. It was like a golden retriever. You know how stupid happy they get. He wasn't barking aggressively or anything. He just happily went running up to somebody and it happened to be a cop and the cop shot it.
Yeah, there was one last year. It didn't make it to the show. Maybe it did. Maybe it's just a quick byline. But not only did he shoot the dog in the head or shot twice? He wouldn't let them, like, he didn't call the parents, like,
that
call
may be
vet.
The same one.
It was a happy ass fucking dog trotting up to be excited, like, oh, a person, because you know how dogs are. Soko would get shot.
Right.
Soko would 100% get shot if a cop came in here.
And he's just stupid happy.
Yeah. He's never made an aggressive move towards anyone, but he's a big dog.
Yeah, he's big. And he's excited.
And
he
runs
jumps.
Towards you.
Yeah,
and they would 100% if you know just like that. So as I read this story, I'm like, haha, you fucking missed and shot your own partner's leg, you fucking idiot. But also like, oh, this is kind of sad that your first move is instinct is to always shoot at dogs, whether it was a warning shot or not.
I wish it was his own leg. I wish it was his own leg because he deserved it for sure.
I thought she shot him, didn't she?
No, she was the one in the hospital.
Oh, she was one that shot. Oh, yeah. God, fucking idiot.
I'm surprised, like, the last time that a police officer shot themselves, I don't care. The police are just, like, one amalgam of, like, shit. Like, every police officer is just, like, one shitty lump. Like, I don't care if he shot himself or shot each other. You know, they're all one thing, this cop thing. So, but the last time the cops shot themselves in town, they claimed that they did it saving everybody. So I'm surprised there wasn't, like, a news article that said, Hero cop saves city from vicious dog attack. This was a Cujo situation, and they saved us all. What a hero. The dog did shoot him, though, but he saved them.
The new Knoxville police chief, Paul Knoll, he posted a picture of her. Tonight, my thoughts are with the Knox County Sheriff's Office Deputy Linda Driver and her colleagues. I'm thankful that Deputy Driver is recovering. This is yet another sobering reminder of how dangerous this profession can be.
Oh, God.
I'm grateful for those willing to take the risk for their community. And then you have me in the comments. Come on, tell the whole story, though. She was shot by her partner who was trying to shoot a dog. What this proves is cops make situations dangerous.
and then they play the victim card, you know? Mm-hmm. We have a very dangerous job because we just shoot without disregard. We just openly shoot with impunity. Yep. It's
anything that moves towards us in a way that scares us, let's shoot it.
So it was a really entertaining story to read. Because it's just been another shitty week, you know, nothing great's really come out. I mean, we're now seeing, you know, as a result of Roe v. Wade, Mississippi, the very clinic or location, Jackson Women's Health, they shut their doors. They're closed permanently. Mm-hmm. It was known as the Pink Building. And even now locally, the Knoxville Center for Reproductive Health, you know, they've indicated that at the end of this month, they too will be shutting their doors. They were the only surgical abortion center in ECC in Knoxville. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that some of the other services they provided, you know, some of the birth control and, you know, pregnancy testing would, but it's just not enough of revenue to keep
People can go anywhere for that.
They really can,
and
yeah.
Most people already have a their gynecologist that they go to. So, you know, like, and most people who have a gynecologist will stick with that gynecologist because, like, if you find one you're comfortable with, yeah, you stay with them.
Yeah, so the one in Mississippi, though, they're not done. They're relocating. They're relocating to a more friendly state, which is, I mean, good for them because these people could, you know, choose other professions. They could just do other things with their life, but they're moving a clinic to provide those services because those people in Mississippi will be going to X state probably anyways because that's the only legal place for them to get them.
Right.
So not a whole lot of good news. Sam, we've got enough funds through our Patreon to upgrade our equipment to be able to provide this content that we're about to play for you. Sweet. And Sam, I don't think you've seen this yet.
No, I usually tend to avoid bullshit. I get enough bullshit in my day-to-day.
This is great, though. This is fucking amazing as long as you pretend it's not real people.
You have to pretend that this, it's an SNL skit because if you try to think of it as real people that will be elected more than likely as the governor.
At least one of them.
Yeah, at least one of them. And probably fucking Kari Puddles, Kari Lake. Because, I mean, they're all batshit insane, but, I mean, it's embarrassing. So this whole thing is embarrassing. I'm going to play this for you, Sam. And I know the screen's not very... The video I got is a kind of a compilation of clips. It's not the entire section of the primary. Now, Al, you watched some of this primary.
I watched the whole damn thing. So fucking funny. But once again, you have to block out that this is real life. It is just a...
It's a satire.
You have to believe this is satire. And so there's another one I'm not going to play, but you should check it out. It's the Wyoming primary, which is the one because they're challenging Liz Cheney because Liz Cheney, you know, backed the impeachment of Trump and she's on the Jan 6 committee. So she's a rhino. And so they're backing all these, you know, people that support the big lie, these Trump supporters. And if you watch, did I send you that clip? Did I send you that one? She has to be reelected, like, because it's going to go red. It's going to go red. And if it's not her, which she's polling terribly, I don't think she's going to win. But the rest of that field just frightens the shit out of me of who is actually being elected and who's running right now. Like, it's just, these aren't sane people. So, Sam, this is, and for all of our listeners, thanks to our lovely patrons, this is the Arizona GOP gubernatorial debate.
They closed my business down. But you know what? I didn't listen. I kept it open.
I'm so brave.
You didn't
I'm
have
so brave.
To listen,
I kept
people.
My business open during COVID.
You didn't have
it's,
to listen.
It's American.
I'd actually like to ask everybody on the stage if they would agree we had a corrupt,
nowhere.
Stolen
Why?
Election. Raise
Let's
your
all
hand.
Raise our hands. It was stolen.
HB 2280.
Hold on. Let her finish, please, Scott.
Okay. God, they talk over me, and I'm Italian. That shouldn't happen.
You know
I'm
what?
Irish.
I'm okay. Irish. Thanks for
you
that.
You know what? Why not get... High-tech people that are going to be on the machines that are Republicans. A Democrat, Republican, get supervisors
that,
equal amount.
That happens. We have parties looking over
that's
election
right.
results.
They're doing it now.
No.
He's trying to reason with those people.
Hundreds, 200,000 minimum ballots were trafficked by mules.
No.
An honest election.
May I finish? Mamma mia.
We I feel like I'm on an SNL
You are. Is this a skit?
Are we going to take control of the debate?
We are taking...
You want me to
no, Carrie. I don't want
I'm
you to
happy
try.
To
they
do
don't
it.
Have the
I
same voice in the room.
Listen, I haven't been on a stage with this many women since I've been to a baby
what?
Shower. It's been a while.
I don't know how that's going to go over, Scott.
I love that.
Hang. Let's talk about...
The moderator right there.
He was like that so many times through the whole thing.
He's like, I don't know how well that's going to go over, but Jesus, fuck, let's move on.
His facial expression.
He's like, I'm fucking over it. It's like the judge during the fucking Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial when she's like, I'm fucking over it. It was like, when is this going to be over? Like, he's like, how much more time is left on this fucking debate?
Do you think Republican voters want a candidate who doesn't even believe in the vote?
I don't believe this primary has been fair. I can tell you that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have launched the lawsuit.
Our campaign is a movement. We're going to
wait. Is that the guy that is that the guy suing Kari or is who's suing
no,
Kari?
No, a drag queen is suing her,
and he has receipts, right? So
yes.
did you see when she went on Fox? So this speaker right now is Kari Lake, or I guess now known in the drag community as Kari Puddles.
Yes, with the Q, because she follows QAnon. But yeah, so she. She was like speaking out about drag queen story hours and drag queens came out saying, hey, she's hired us to do drag shows at her house with her kids around.
And they have receipts. Yes. So did you see the interview on Fox News? She went on Fox News, and then she got so fucking salty because they put the images up, like in between her, and she got so fucking mad at that. Right. Like, he's like, they have receipts. Like, why are you, like, she's suing him, right, for making that statement, or?
No, yeah, she did a stop and resist, or stop, a cease and desist, and threatened to sue.
She's got fucking Karen hair.
That gets brought up in here, I think.
Not in this clip.
They're going to have to cheat even harder in order to try to win this.
Your campaign's a psyop.
Paula, please.
First of all, put everything. Paula, I feel like this is a spoof, honestly.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, please.
Oh,
is this a spoof, Ted?
No, it's not. Finish.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay.
I'm pro-life.
Hold on. Just... I mean, I know this is edited, but...
The way it's put together.
The way it's put together is just, like, randomly, like, I'm pro-life. So good. This big-ass flower on her, I'm not sure that's working out for her.
No exceptions for rape or incest?
Well, that's a gray area. I don't know. That's a personal decision.
Okay,
personal decision.
Let's stop here. Yeah.
Why can't we treat...
So now it's a personal decision.
That's a personal decision. Okay.
This so why can't we treat human life the same way?
Human life in the same way that we would treat...
What?
Alien life. That we discover.
Why can't we treat human life the same way we treat alien life? When you know how we treat those aliens, right? The aliens that we discovered.
How would you?
There's a reason we don't always invite Scott because he's polling at 0%.
No, 1%.
He proudly. He's like, no, 1%. Get your fucking numbers right.
What happens?
But the polls lie,
Scott. Please. And no, you can't respond to a closing.
He's so done.
The only kind of drag I've ever dressed in is a business suit or construction work clothes. I've never aspired to be Elvis Presley.
All right, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Did you see that? Hold on. I'm going to go back and want you to see his face right here when he says, that's it.
It.
Listeners can't see that.
But, I know, but you guys can.
But yeah, during the whole thing, he was making that tire. He kept telling, like, the older woman would say something about, like, what she would do in office. And he's like, it doesn't work that way. Like,
you guys, one of those people is going to be on the ballot running against the Democrat. Yeah. Please.
I just see three fascists in a room together. It's past jokes at this point. Like, it's dangerous. We've already had women lose their rights. I stopped laughing at this shit.
No, there's four of them on there.
There's four.
It didn't include the clips of the long blonde-haired woman. I can't remember her name, but some of her statements were fucking hilarious. She was asked if the governor has done a good job, and she's like, well, considering that the left is just as upset as the right, I'd say so.
because that's how you gauge success as a GOPer now is how much you own the libs. It's not so much like what you're going to do to advance your party. It's how much you can make the little liberal snowflakes cry.
Oh, it's both sides, because the left was just as upset as the right. So he equally pissed off everyone. So yeah, he did a great job.
But the Wyoming one was no fucking. I mean, literally, the only sane one on there, and she's a piece of shit. Liz Cheney, yeah, she's helping out the Jan 6 committee. She's doing a phenomenal job as actually almost acting as a prosecutor. Like,
she
asking
is
these
the
questions.
Death of the true. You know, sane GOP. They're dead. The GOP is dead. And anyone who supports them is supporting a death cult.
There's no way that Republicans are watching that shit. There can't be.
They don't watch that. Come on, these people don't watch those.
These people are just as insane as those people. Yes,
yeah, that's true.
They watch it, and yes, they agree with those people.
They make no sense. How can you agree with something that makes no logical sense?
When you're in a room with three crazy people, if you have the opposite opinion, you are crazy.
There is probably someone who's like, yeah, we do treat alien life better. Mm-hmm.
To the viewers, the moderator was crazy. If you are the only sane person in a room full of crazy people, you are the insane one.
But the Scott...
That is the GOP now.
The Scott guy did call out Kerry during that on suing the... He says something. I can't remember the whole thing.
I think he called her fake lake, right?
Yeah, they kept interrupting her. The older lady kept calling her fake lake.
Wait, the Mamma Mia?
Yes.
The one that they don't talk over me? I'm Italian. How does that happen?
Yes, but Scott was like... He brought up the drag queens. He's like, you're suing them and they have receipts. Yeah.
Now, it's kind of strange, I guess, because the pool's not very large, but I remember, like, during the Democratic presidential primaries, like, if you didn't poll at a certain level, you're not on the stage. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why Bloomberg, like, even though he was on one debate, like, he wasn't invited to the rest, because even though he's, like, a billionaire and spent fucking tons of fucking money in his campaign, like, he was polling in the fucking, what, 2-3%, like, just not enough. So
that's for presidential. This is for...
You gotta imagine, though, if you're polling in the 0-1%, why are you allowed on that stage? Like, I understand, like, everyone should be given a voice, but when you're months away from, you know, the election, and you're not even a blip on anyone's radar, like, you're wasting everyone's fucking
because
timing
on
that stage.
Local elections run completely different than presidential elections. You're not running for as long of a time, and things can change more in that time. Like, presidential elections, they go on for, like, it seems like at least a year when people are out there at least announcing a year.
They do, but if I know, like this was fairly recent, and if I know that the primary, the actual election for the primary is in probably August, which is, like, a month and a half away, and I'm polling at 1%, my ass isn't showing up. I'm suspending my campaign. Like, that's the... I can't imagine, because everything else you do beyond that costs money. Now, if none of that money's yours, then, you know, I can see maybe that's why they're not... He's getting,
yeah, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Someone on that stage is going to be elected governor, and that's fucking...
These people... It's going to be Carrie Lake. These people, like, they can't accept that people may not like them. You know, in their head, they're like... the greatest fucking thing. Even Carrie's like, people asked me to run. My viewers asked me to run. And yeah, I think it's likely going to be Carrie Lake.
Yeah, so we have some storms inbound. So if we hear that in the background, I do apologize. We had some major storms this week.
Just remember, storms are going to get worse the longer you live, because it's going to get hotter, and being hotter causes greater storm
fronts.
Yeah,
the storms we've had this week alone, just starting until I lost power
for
2.5 hours.
This is the new normal. Yeah. We're just going to get fucked by storms the rest
of
our
lives.
It's
been, like, nonstop this morning. It's going to be, you know, throughout the...
You are living
tonight.
In the apocalypse.
Yeah. So I won't be able to edit that out, so you'll hear some low rumblings, and we'll have to do something with the SoCo.
That's the apocalypse you hear. You're hearing those rumblings because you live in the apocalypse.
You know, it wasn't supposed to be here till 7:30.
You're all going to die.
Sam's in such a great mood today.
Sam is in a great mood. Sam needs some 13% beer is what he needs.
Yeah, that sounds like a thick one. Like, you're going to be...
Tis what she proclaimed. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Well, and not so good news.
You mean all of the rest of the news?
All the rest of the news. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So, Billy has...
Is a douche.
He's a huge douche. But, like, he openly let someone from... Were they from Michigan? Like, the Hillsdale College?
Yeah, the Michigan college that is doing the... charter schools here.
Yeah, so Larry Arn, they were at some event, and he was mocking teachers with the public teachers, with Bill Lee just, like, nodding in fucking agreement. Like, saying, and I'm going to quote here some of the things. Now, this is the same person that Al mentioned. 100, wants to bring in 100 charter schools, which...
He wanted to. I think there's only going to be, like, 30-something, maybe? Like,
I mean,
much less than 100 now.
Their goal overall is to destroy public education and just make it religious schooling.
Tennessee law... I actually read Tennessee law. In order for a charter school to go through the application process, the sponsor, basically the organizing group, it can't be religious. Now, whether that
loophole
changes,
they don't care. That doesn't change. Does that stop them? No, it doesn't stop
them.
Because
there's not a whole lot of oversight. There's not a whole lot of oversight on these.
He is the oversight.
Yeah. But he said some of these things. And before I go to the statements, yeah, they want to take from public schools. In fact, charter schools, I read today, basically in Tennessee actually gets a better return on charter schools than other states. And other states, some charter schools, they actually get less funding per student than what public schools do. In Tennessee, for whatever reason, charter schools, on average, get $15 more per student than public schools do. And right now they have, it's not a huge number, it's around 33,000, but they're wanting to ramp that up by, of course, adding, what'd you say, 30 more of these charter schools?
Their goal is indoctrination, to indoctrinate for future Republicans. That's the whole basis around this. They know that they are not living in a world where they're losing numbers in the church, and they have to gerrymander to get the votes. They're going to win by fascism. Charter schools in other states have always been worse for like sexual abuse too in Louisiana. Like there is no oversight there. They're just kind of run by themselves by religious organizations, and that's what they want.
Yeah, they bill themselves as a non-sectarian Christian school, but that's when there's not a whole lot of oversight, they're going to throw in Jesus whenever chance they get.
Yeah,
no, they control the curriculums. They wanted to form the minds of future Republican voters, so they're only way to have future Republican voters is to destroy education. You can't have an educated Republican unless you're an evil piece of shit. There's only two types of Republicans. Poor idiots and rich fascists. There's the only two kind of Republicans there are.
So the big thing with this curriculum is like they have this 1776 for history, which was part of Trump's like whole thing of teaching more patriotism and taking out critical race theory and like so it's they even said it's to counteract the leftist indoctrination or something along those lines. So it's very whitewashed history, not full history.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Bill East came out as much because he came out and he issued a very weak statement of defense of his
No, he didn't defend it at all. He did not in any way condemn.
He says he didn't mean Tennessee educators. He meant public educators in general. I'm like, well, they're still public educators, you fucking moron.
Right. He didn't denounce it in any way.
So here's five statements, and this is from WBIR. This is, again, Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College, which, by the way, Hillsdale College, since the 2000s when he became president, have avoided or refused federal funding so they can avoid Title IX. Which means that because Title IX, if you accept federal funding, you can't discriminate based on sexual status and LGBT things like that for teachers and your hiring practices. They intentionally do not accept federal funding so they can discriminate. So, President Larry Arnn, the teachers are trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges in the country. They are taught that they're going to go and do something to those kids. Do they ever talk about anything except what they're going to do to those kids? Like what? I just don't understand them.
Make them not Republicans, that's what they mean.
In colleges, what you hire now is administrators. Now, because they are appointing all these diversity officers, what are their degrees in? Education. It's easy. You don't have to know anything. Is there a degree in education? Is that a thing? I mean, I'm not really entirely sure.
There is. You can get an education degree.
Like, you have to still major in something, don't you? No. Okay.
There's like early childhood education as a major. They have different types of.
I don't know because I never had an interest in pursuing something like that. When I went to college, it was
there's
like
no money there, and they treat you like shit. Yeah. Who would want to be a teacher?
It's funny. I initially was like, I'm gonna major in chemistry, and I was at a college in Kentucky. It's a liberal arts college, but it's a Christian college, Berea College. And my dumbass burnt myself by sniffing 5 molar pure ammonia because I thought it was distilled water, and I didn't do like the wafting, like where I'm supposed to like. I just put the beaker straight to my nose and sniffed in like five, and which is very fucking potent. Burnt so fucking bad. I noped out of chemistry pretty hard, like about a month or two after that, and changed to communications and like basically the communications thing. Didn't finish because of various problems, but. I didn't think about education being like a thing you could just major in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Statement number 4. You will see how educating destroys generations of people. It's devastating. It's like the plague. Education destroys generations of people.
I mean, that it's an attack on education. Like, it's We've seen that. They don't want people being educated. They want people being controllable.
And here's where they say the quiet part out loud, where they just want to put anyone they want and anyone they can. Here's a key thing that we're going to try to do. We're going to try to demonstrate that you don't have to be an expert to educate a child, because basically anybody can do it. So is this like they want to like loosen the restrictions on?
Yeah. Who they can bring
into these charter schools to educate these children?
You will not need a degree to teach at these schools. You won't need like there's a reason there are, like, when it comes to education, that there are things in place. Like they want you to be able to illustrate that you actually learned the things that you are going to be responsible for teaching, or at least a decent amount of it.
They're going to have, like, young Earth creation flat earthers in these fucking schools saying that, you know, we're going to skip over the evolution bit of this because that's not real. And because they're not an expert. And
that's what's going to happen.
I don't understand.
You'll talk to them online. You'll make a comment and one of them will pop in. And
the thing is where they're saying, like, they may not have religion in there blatantly, but they won't teach evolution. They won't teach anything that, like,
evolution.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't get taught evolution.
I honestly did. If we really, it wasn't in depth. Like
it wasn't in depth, but it was still like it was still discussed in my high school classes. And I went to small town Tennessee high schools.
Yeah, I don't see. I never had to take a biology class in high school. In fact, I just did. I did Chem 1, Chem 2, Physics 1, and Physics 2. Like it. Taught by the same teacher. Obviously.
This is why America will always fail on the world scale. They can't compete education-wise because the real world runs on real science. And Americans will never be able to compete. They laugh at us.
Actually, I actually had an amazing science teacher in high school. Her name was Miss Quick. And by far, like, whenever you see those things online, like, who's your favorite teacher? Like, it's always been that person who was able to get me to, like, I already had, like, a love of science, but, like, just her class was super enjoyable. I mean, she made physics, she was engaging. And when you get people who don't have the expertise, who know how to make it engaging for students, they're not going to want to learn.
I hated history in school, except for I had one history teacher in 7th grade, I believe, 8th grade, somewhere in there, who I fucking loved. I had made A's all through her class because she made it interesting for me. By the time I got to college, I loved history because it was interesting at that point. I had better teachers, but most of school, there were certain subjects that I paid more attention to. But it's funny though, because it's not just like science that they're, you know, that we're bad at. We're bad at history.
Oh yeah.
And I think about the fact that I fucking hated geography through, like, the younger years of school. Actually, all through school, I hated geography. But you ask most Americans, like, to name the 7 continents, and they can't do it. Like, and I can. Well, I thought I was so bad at it then. I'm, like, looking at now, I'm like, oh, I'm actually not that bad off. Yeah.
I'm going to nerd out here a little bit, because most of us here really fucking, we love science, most of us here. I'm going to nerd out a little bit because after I mentioned briefly once, we actually ended up cutting this segment because it was just kind of nothing at the end. I'm leaving this one in because I'm fucking excited and people should be too. The James Webb Space Telescope has finally received its first images, and those will be available publicly on the 12th of July. So they're still like compiling them. This was an engineering feat of genius. This telescope was too large to be launched with, you know, fully deployed. So over the course of 2 weeks, they had to unfold these giant mirrors. They were basically comprised of 18 hexagonal mirrors. And it took 3 months to calibrate those mirrors to focus on a single image. Because when they first started, they were millimeters off, which would produce 18 different images of a single star. And so over 3 months, these engineers worked to calibrate to move these slowly to get it within nanometers of each other. So this is brilliant engineering. Then there's all these other systems. They have 4 other kind of sensors on there that they had to calibrate. This is a six-month project that, you know, they were racing against time. They said they were operational in June. Now it's understandable they went over, especially after being hit by a micro meteor sort of thing, larger than they expected. So it knocked one of the mirrors out of alignment. They had to readjust it. But James Webb Space Telescope will be, and this is a $10 billion project built over two decades, and the first images will be released this July 12th on NASA's website. And I'm super fucking excited because there's some people who've worked on the team who got previews, and they, while they couldn't show the images, I got to see the reactions. And these are people who, like, they see space images all the time, and they were just fucking blown away. So I cannot wait to see what this feat of engineering is going to show us and give us that we've never seen before. This is crazy technology, and I'm excited for it. And also, CERN hasn't destroyed the world yet.
They found three particles.
If we're gonna talk about science, can we talk about all the idiots?
They found three new particles yesterday.
Exotic particles, yeah, exotic particles.
Yeah, can we talk about all the idiots that thought that a rift to another dimension was going to open
they
did. Up?
They thought that. They think. It's not just that, but they also think that, like, Orinel locally is trying to open a fucking portal.
Fucking wish. I heard people say that Stranger Things, Hawkins, is pretty similar to Oak Ridge. People have made a connection of that previous seasons. But I wish that either one of these things opened up a portal to hell and let demons loose, because that would be a lot better than having to fight fucking humans trying to take my rights away. That's what I've always said about why I like the horror genre so much, is because it's a lot easier to blame demons, ghosts, aliens, when the real horrors of the world are caused by your fucking neighbor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and something, you brought up something that just nerd raged me today, something I saw today, you know. They had said that Roe v. Wade just put it back to the states, and yet right now...
I've heard that out of fascist mouths.
Right, yeah. Fucking now, House members are thinking that if they get the majority, they're going to start to try to nationally...
burn shit down.
Nationally criminalize...
Things should already be burnt down. I went out to eat Saturday, and I saw a protest downtown, and, you know, I shouldn't be able to do that. I shouldn't be able to go and have a nice eat downtown when women don't have rights. I said this years ago when Georgia was trying to put in some fascist take away rights of abortion rights. And people in my industry attacked me and was like, what about jobs? I'm like, you care more about your job than you do people's rights. No one should be able to sit at a restaurant and eat. No one should be able to go and chill downtown. That's the point of violent protests, is you should not be able to live your life when other people's rights are gone. Like, no one should be able to ignore the problem going on. And there's too many people who are able to ignore that everyone's rights have been violated.
And mm-hmm. and they want to make it worse. They want to make it a national thing. Like, they want to. I think the Senate Minority Leader was like, "Yeah, I'll support a 15-week national restriction on abortion." And that's just the beginning. Now, obviously, that's just a call to action. Like, we know shit needs to burn, but you guys still have to fucking vote, because if you guys do not vote and they get a majority, if they take back the House, they take back the Senate,
you have to do everything you can.
You have to.
Diversity of fucking tactics. Do it all.
You have to, because they said it out loud. They said we know what their intentions are.
Cast ballads and Molotovs. You have to do both.
Yeah, they've already said out loud what they want to do if they get a majority. Now, obviously, Biden will veto that, but the first thing they will 100%, I think, nuke the filibuster when they take the majority. If they take the majority in the Senate, we cannot let that happen.
We have the numbers. We have to take over the country now by whatever means possible, because we are losing our rights every fucking week, every fucking day.
It's extending on.
And I mean, everybody who votes Republican is your fucking enemy. Act like you're a Jew in Nazi Germany, and Nazi Germany's on the rise, and you're a Jew, and your neighbor's a nice Republican that waves to you every morning. He's not your fucking friend. That's the reality of the world you are living in right fucking now in America.
Yeah, and we're rapidly moving towards Christian nationalism.
It's going a bit further. So I follow a bunch of indigenous people on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, the Supreme Court, I think it's called the Indigenous Child Welfare Act. And they are, so what it is like, it pretty much, what's in state right now, it's saying that if forever, whatever reason, a child, an indigenous child is removed from their parents, they have to remain in that culture with an indigenous family. And the Supreme Court is discussing that right now on whether that will remain. And so prior to this, you know, a lot of indigenous people or children were taken from their family, indoctrinated into Christianity, and, you know, it's cultural genocide. And so that's on the verge of happening again, to where, I mean, and it's already a fucking problem because, like, indigenous women are some of the highest, have the highest rate of murder. You know, it's already happening. There's already an issue with, like, a lot of indigenous people being killed, kidnapped, things like that. And this is a legal way for them to kidnap the children and move them to a Christian household.
This is the second case then, because I want to say 2 weeks ago, there were so many cases that the Supreme Court came out, but it was the same time that they went after Miranda. I don't remember what the case was called, but they basically stripped rights away from the Native Americans in Oklahoma and gave it to, because, you know, the way the land works, there's on how they can prosecute, you know, criminal cases that happen on their lands. And they basically stripped their rights away. It was a horrible fucking ruling. So, yeah. But you also made a point, another post about Christian nationalism. You know, we've talked about it before. But now they're boldly saying that shit out loud.
Yeah, they're absolutely saying that we are trying to make this a Christian theocracy.
Yeah. There's some who went as far as, like, I think it was on TikTok, someone shared, like, he was like, yeah, we want The Handmaid's Tale. Like, that's our mm-hmm. goal.
Yeah.
It's always been their goal.
And so, you guys are familiar with Nick Fuentes, right?
Yes.
Nick Fuentes had an event previously with such notable figures as Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. So he's a pretty prominent white nationalist.
He's with American First, I believe.
He's got quite a following, and he had...
He's the one with the Guipers. I think it's American First.
He had the following to say about Judeo-Christians.
Catholics were put on the court to overturn Roe versus Wade, and Jews stood in the way. And let me ask you this. Who was the last justice that died to make this happen?
What a piece of shit, first off. But
not to be glib about it, but who was the last justice to die? Who was the last Jew that was replaced with a Catholic on the Supreme Court that allowed abortion to be overturned? Because guess what? If Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a Jew on the Supreme Court, if she didn't die last year so that Amy Coney Barrett, a Catholic woman, could be appointed in her place, Roe versus Wade would still be the law of the land. Think about that. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a Jewish woman, didn't die last year so that Amy Coney Barrett, a Catholic woman, could be appointed to the bench, we would still have Roe versus Wade. Now you tell me that this is a Judeo-Christian country. Now you tell me that this is a Judeo-Christian movement. You tell me that it doesn't matter that you have a lot of these Jewish people in government. Tell me that it doesn't matter after a decision like this. Tell me that with a straight face, that it doesn't matter that we had a court that had four Jewish people on it, and we had subtract one Jewish woman and increase one Catholic woman, and now Roe versus Wade is overturned, and 100 million Americans will live in states with no abortion because of that change.
What a piece
because
of shit. Like,
he's basically saying more Jews need to die.
He's also saying, well, he goes further to say, I'll let him say it.
We had a Jewish woman, and now we have a Catholic woman. Tell me religion doesn't matter. Tell me that this dispute between Judeo and Christian doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. It makes all the difference. Clearly.
I'll counter that by saying, fuck all Catholics.
You know what he's also saying out loud? He's also saying that he's also admitting what we all know is that these justices didn't rule on the merits of the law. They ruled on the merits of their fucking religion.
Yeah.
And that's why they were placed there. That
literally,
was
people are going to hear that and hear more Jews need to die. That's what message
I'll say
he is sending
Catholics
to certain people.
At the end, he goes on. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but at the end, he says, "No, they can be here. They just can't make the laws."
That's
you know,
to cover his ass.
They can't be here. Well, like, I don't know, put them in certain camps so they can't do anything, right? Yeah. Right, buddy.
So
right,
the
that's
rest,
where
he's
running
a fucking Nazi.
The rest of the video is, yeah, of course, yeah, he is. pretty prominent fucking Nazi white nationalist. He's got a huge following. I mean,
there's very little debate on him being a fucking Nazi.
No. But he goes on to say that only those that believe in Christ should be in those. That should be. He names everything: judges, governors, presidents. He thinks that Christians should hold all and only. Christians
and that is what
they want, a theocracy.
I say this all the fucking time. I've been seeing a lot of memes about Christians throughout the week because let's not fucking... This is 120%. The attack on abortion rights is 120% a Christian attack.
Oh, yeah.
It is
nothing else but a Christian attack. This is religion. And I've seen a lot of people making memes being like, well, true Christianity. I'm like, this is true Christianity.
Who the fuck is making those memes? I haven't seen any of those.
Well,
get
you don't have
friends
hippies.
List.
Hippies. Hippies. Hippies that want to be kind to everybody. Oh, let's all chill and be friends with everybody.
No, I've been sharing the memes.
But no, a lot of people are like, even hashtag not all Christians. It is the Christian religion demands that the entire world be Christian. That is the foundation of the document. That you will never see a – it is about spreading the word. It is about continuing the virus, the plague of Christianity. They have to be number one. They have to rule the world.
But yes, but now, Sam, they're happily and emboldenedly saying the quiet part out loud where they want the theocracy. They want the Christian nationalism. They want only Christians in these positions of power. And they want the – they've said it out loud. There was fucking Nick Fuentes last week said this, the Christian Taliban, in a good way. Like, he's saying that shit out loud. That's what they're thinking.
I feel like I've been screaming this, though. Like, the entire time you've known me, that the Christians are trying to dismantle the separation of church and state. They want a theocracy.
But now they have the full backing of the Supreme Court, who, by the way, there was someone, I don't remember her name, she's the Liberty Institute's, like, director, one of the ones who filed an amicus brief on the Roe versus Wade thing and several other things. Like, they have their fingers in everything. She praised with them in their chambers. The director of that, the filing, because like there's a huge conflict of interest there, obviously. That so yeah, they have the full backing of the Supreme Court now, and so now they're allowed to just emboldenly say this shit out loud because they know it's probably going to happen. It's moving in that direction, and it's moving in that direction at a super fast fucking rate. In the last 2 weeks. Like, three rulings that have just eroded separation of church and state and instilled Christian values have gone through the Supreme Court, and it's only going to get fucking worse.
And that's why we are at war with Christianity. Take no prisoners. So anyways, Elliot Page, deplatform, Jordan Peterson.
So I hadn't heard about this until just recently. So lay it on, Sam, what happened?
Jordan Peterson had a big rant saying that he would refuse to call Elliot Page by their name. And Twitter deplatformed him for pretty much having a transphobic rant. And they said they would rather die than be deplatformed. And now they've been deplatformed. So you're a move, Jordan!
Didn't he get into some shit, like, I want to say a week or two ago? Like, there was some, I thought, I may be getting it wrong, like, there was some sort of plus-size model that was... And he said they're not that pretty. It was Sports
Yeah, they mostly got roasted for that one.
This is this. He's been deplatformed off of Twitter now, and basically Elliot Page did so without doing anything. Like they haven't said anything. They didn't say a response. They haven't lifted a finger, and they didn't have to because he just had a weird angry tirade, and then he ran into.
Were there more than one tweet? Because the only one I'm seeing is he posted. Remember when pride was a sin and Elliot Page just had their breasts removed by a criminal physician?
It was more...
Of course, he dead-named them and misgendered them. I'm not even going to...
I think it was on his own platform, too, that he... Because I know I don't watch these dumb shit videos, but he said that he would rather die than use their name.
Sending Peterson's response to being banned.
Hello, everyone. A few days ago, I penned an irritated tweet in response to one of the latest happenings on the increasingly heated culture war front. In response to the decision of an actress...
This is like a multi-camera setup.
...named Ellen Elliot Page.
That was on purpose.
I am employing this awkward and impossible naming style because it is now apparently mandatory and I'm probably doing it wrong. Nonetheless,
you did it on purpose just a minute ago. That was 100% on purpose.
The whole point of what has been made mandatory. But also,
I have to call people by their name. I'm so bad.
I've essentially been banned from Twitter.
Essentially.
As a consequence. I say banned, although technically I have been suspended. But the suspension will not be lifted unless I delete the hateful tweet in question, and I would rather die than do that.
I would rather die. First off, I want to talk about this.
Hopefully it will not come to that.
Hopefully it will not come to that. I hope so. Please commit harakiri.
What was it that I said that caused such a fuss?
Why are they the side profile view of this shot? He has like literally two or three cameras set up just for this.
And even more importantly and complexly, what exactly was it that I said that resulted in the ban? Here is the tweet in question. Remember when pride was a sin?
I'm actually not going to let him say the name. No. So, yeah, what a piece of shit. It couldn't have happened to a better person. Oh, poor guy.
Oh, I'm happy.
So all they're saying is, hey, if you remove this fucking hate-filled message from our platform, we will remove the suspension. And he's like, I'd rather not have a voice. In fact, I'd rather die.
Like,
not so much that I'd rather just delete this and have my voice back on this platform, because we know how much that worked out for Trump, right? He tried, he's like, well, fuck it, I'll start my own Twitter with flapjack and hookers, and it's fucking nothing. Like, he gets 20,000 likes on his truths, like, as compared to the huge numbers he had on Twitter. Like, it's not. I guess we'll just start following Jordan Peterson on Truth Social now, because that's where he's going to head over.
Let's see if he's already there.
He probably joined before he got kicked off Twitter, though, because a lot of people like Sean Hannity regularly posts there, and I'm sure he also posts on Twitter or whoever his media handler is. Like, Sean Hannity is like all over the fucking place on.
I don't see Jordan Peterson on here.
Yet he's still probably waitlisted. He's number 538,000 on the wait list. So,
what a shit show.
Man. Before we move on to ACAB, Boris Johnson resigned.
Woohoo!
How is it that the UK can get their shithole leader to resign when there's nothing we could have done to get rid of Trump, despite all the illegal shit and just the national embarrassment he was?
I mean, that just shows there's a slight difference between Boris and Trump.
I mean, he actually was pro-vaccine and pro-Ukraine, so there's that. I mean,
I saw Russia saying that this happened to him because he was pro-Ukraine. Russia's already trying to spin it in their favor.
Oh, of course. But no, I think it was because, as far as I can tell, there's a whole lot going on, but I think he was pushing someone towards a position that had known either sexual harassment or sexual assault allegations, and 30 of the parliament, resigned, en masse. Just one day prior, and during one of the parliament hearings, one of them stood up and said, in what instance would you resign? Which is really, I wish our politics interacted like that. When will you stop being a fuckhead and resign because you're in a national embarrassment? I would have loved to seen that during a fucking, but Trump never really addressed Congress. Like, that's not something that Trump does. He doesn't address, except in the State of the Union, but that's just a speech. He gets to go up there and...
He doesn't have anyone, disprove him,
Yeah, he always...
He doesn't want another side. That's what fascists do. They don't want, a retort.
Yeah, so the UK Trump, essentially, has finally resigned. Now, he's still going to hold the position until, they get someone else in there. So he's still kind of in that position, but fucking glad he's gone. What a mess he was.
Yeah, I don't think he was worse than Trump at all.
He wasn't worse. In fact, I said, he at least didn't push the anti-vax stuff that a lot of this country did. In fact, and so by pushing and supporting the vaccine, I'm sure I have to get some stats here to back it up. I could be wrong, but I'm assuming most of the UK was more susceptible to getting the vaccine than the US because he was so, initially Trump was so reluctant to say anything. I mean, the first time he finally said, yeah, get the vaccine, it's good. They booed him at his own rally because he waited so long to push the positivity of getting vaccinated against the coronavirus, which is still fucking raging. We have a new subvariant now, and actually we're gonna have to probably get new boosters in the fall when the Moderna and Pfizer.
Yeah, but are they gonna give it to us for free? Because I don't think they are.
They aren't.
Yeah, our boosters now are just catching it. Yeah. That's our boosters. We're not going to have boosters again. Our government doesn't give a shit about its fucking people. That's why I burned a flag this year. Because
only one?
That's what they have. You think I have more? You don't buy your flags.
I didn't buy mine.
Exactly. I didn't buy my flag either. You think I just have them sitting around?
I managed to get 6 of them within like a few hours when I decided I needed to burn shit.
Yeah, that was the night that Roe v. Wade, the decision was handed down. We had a nice little...
There is not one thing I enjoy about this country. I am losing any interest in this fucking city I live in even. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just need to fucking move to Canada and say fuck this fucking mess.
That's not better up there.
They are slightly better.
They are slightly better.
They do have health care.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have health care, but they still have the same fucking bullshit.
They have weed and health care, okay?
They still have fucking Christian nationalists trying to take over. They still have Nazis. They still...
I can probably go to...
There's still a lot of racism up there.
I can probably go to a parade, though, and not get shot in Canada.
Yeah, they also don't have...
That's a good point. So are we going to talk about how the most American thing...
What a July 4th. That was so American, wasn't it?
Like, seeing a bunch of children running away wearing red, white, and blue when there's an active shooter. It's by far the most American thing. That is the image of America.
What, there are like 204 shootings or deaths or something like gun deaths or gun shootings over the weekend, July 4th weekend? Like,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
There was a lot. And
because people get drunk and play with guns on the 4th of July, for one. This guy, the shooter, wasn't drunk. He was just a fucking Nazi who lived in a town that had a large Jewish population.
He actually lived in Highland Park?
I believe he did.
Yeah, I mean,
because his neighbors had seen him. Like, there's a synagogue in town that the rabbi there came forward and said, like, yeah, he's tried to get into the synagogue before. He apparently was planning a second attack in Michigan.
Wisconsin?
But, yeah. Was it Wisconsin?
It was Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, he's a fucking Nazi, though.
Yeah, he'd planned this for weeks, and the worst part is that there were red flags all over the fucking place. And
always are.
And his dad is fucking implicit in helping him obtain this weapon by basically providing the sponsor.
After, like, a family member called and said that he said he was going to kill everybody, they came and took away, like, 16 knives, a sword, all these fucking weapons. And then months later, his father signed the form needed for him to get a gun.
Yeah, the sponsor, yeah. And then he also had, I think, like, videos that he put on YouTube that were, like, animated that depicted a parade with an animated shooting. He goes by Awake the Rapper.
Yeah.
And oh, okay.
Did you listen? Now, Al, did you listen to his stuff?
Are you going to play it?
I watched some of the videos.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not playing any of that, Sam, though. Like, I'm having fun with the new equipment and playing all this stuff, but no, I'm not playing that.
One of them has, like, this animated... No, was it animated? It wasn't animated. It was him with a helmet on, like, in a classroom after a school shooting. Like, it was all really fucking dark shit. Like, all the fucking signs were there, and... Nobody. There's so there is an activist in the area who made this really long post saying, like, if anyone had come to me and said, like, who are the top people you think this could be, this guy would be on our list. The right is trying to say he's Antifa, but people who live in that town who were on the left are saying, no, he was at a lot of fucking Trump events. He was harassing people. He was doxing people. He was a very active member in the
He was draped in the fucking MAGA fucking flag. He was Where's Waldo, essentially, next to another Trump rally flag and stuff. So it's...
He was filming a Trump motorcade while, like, woohooing. He was definitely a Trumper.
Yeah, but they were quick to jump on. And let me just echo. So this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, our favorite congresswoman. Let me just quote her here. Here's what I have to say. I mean, two shootings on July 4th, one in a rich white neighborhood and the other at a fireworks display. It almost sounds like it's designed to persuade Republicans to go along with more gun control. I mean, after all, we didn't see that happen at all the pride parades in the month of June. But as soon as we hit MAGA month, she continued, MAGA month. I'm going to stop there. MAGA month. They think that, well, I mean, to be fair, I think only the ones who were celebrating July 4th, we're the MAGAs. I think everyone else is like, we're not celebrating a country that doesn't represent us.
I don't know. I saw a lot of libs celebrating, too.
Fuck. So, as soon as we hit the country that we're all celebrating, loving our country, we have shootings in July 4th. I mean, that's... Oh, you know, that would sound like a conspiracy theory, right? Like, well, yeah, that's exactly what a conspiracy theory is, and that's kind of how conspiracy theories work. You take two events and make it work to fit your little narrative. That's how conspiracy theories work. But that's not... She's not the only one. She's not alone in this. In fact, didn't she tweet a fucking obviously photoshopped image of him in a fucking, like, jail cell or...
Yeah, she absolutely did. It was so clearly photoshopped.
So, clearly and evidently photoshopped. The lighting was bad. You can clearly see the artifacts around it. So, they pick up on this misinformation and happily fucking run with it. And but she's not the only one. I know I've seen this, several people who were like, oh, he's Antifa. This is another attack to take our guns away, to get more people to take our guns away.
I'm looking at, I just did a Google search of shootings July 4th, 2021. And there's so many of them. Like, it's not this year. It's the fact that you
people
have
get drunk.
A holiday that is mostly celebrated by the demographic that is really fucking proud of their guns. They're drinking. That combination does not fucking mix well. That's why Craig Spaulding is now a good Nazi. Because drinking and guns do not mix.
Well, and unfortunately, it's not just large celebrations. I mean, whenever you have... When you have a country that has this level of gun ownership, like the amount of guns that we have and people that have them at all times, you can't have a fucking graduation ceremony. You can't... Like, they happen all over the place. In fact, Department of Homeland Security... On the 7th of July, or was this in June?
This was in June. They're
basically like, don't come to this country. Like everyone's a domestic terrorist at this point. You can run into this shit anywhere.
It literally is saying that pretty much because of the divide in politics, that there's going to be an increase of violence, and they list off places this violence is most likely to happen, and it's school, church, parades.
I have the list here. Public gatherings, faith-based institutions, schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, U.S. critical infrastructure, the media, and perceived ideological opponents. So basically, anyone. Yeah.
Anyone is at risk.
Anyone
right
and
now
anywhere.
Of,
like,
of terrorist activity. Of course, they're mostly talking about right. If you read the whole document, it's mostly right wing stuff. Although it does get to a point of like mentioning the Roe v. Wade and how there has been an increase in talk of violence from the right or from the left. It says an increase threat of violence from both sides on that issue.
They did say both sides. Yeah.
So it's not just the left, but you know, I've seen a lot from the left, and for the most part, I mean, there's a few comments about like guillotines and stuff like that, but most people are actually like, it's more destructive talk than like killing people.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously have destructive talk here.
I'm for it.
Absolutely support. You know, when your rights are being taken away, because. When we decry like the January 6th thing, that was a perceived injustice because they were lied to.
But
they didn't have their rights taken away. Their people aren't being systematically killed by police like during the protests during George Floyd in 2020. Like, those people are being killed on the streets, and we have another segment on that later today or later in our ACAB. You know, when your rights are taken away, that's when you can fight back.
The thing is removing healthcare, removing access to healthcare is a violent act. And responding to violence with violence is justified, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And another thing, you don't have free speech when you are trying to take other people's rights away. That's what the police said to me when I was yelling in a fucking Christian's face. What if they are taking your rights away? You forfeit your rights when you try to take other people's rights away. And that's a satanic law.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not that fascist-friendly satanic temple. I mean, Church of Satan. Which, by the way, we're going to have to change our guidelines because Satanic Temple is a little too friendly to fascists.
Yeah, we need new tenets, and we'll be working on that. That's the Satanic Ministry, Tennessee.
Speaking of Satanic stuff, what's going on with this Guidestone, whatever? What state was that?
It's Georgia.
Georgia.
So in this small town in Georgia, there's what's called like the Guidestones. They have the nickname of the
American Stonehenge.
Yeah,
right?
American Stonehenge. It's a pretty cool little thing. It, except like there is some fashy connotations. The design of it is pretty cool because it looks like a Stonehenge. It's these stones. They have these guidelines written on them, and they I don't know how many, but they're written in 8 different languages. And like this thing is like a sundial, a calendar. It's
multifunction.
Yeah, it's really intricately designed. I did a lot of research on this over the last 24 hours. I already knew about its existence. I am kind of sad that I never got to see it, but so what it was is probably in the late 70s, it was commissioned by a guy named R.C. Christian. He was using a pseudonym. He was supposed to be representing a collective of people out of state, and they wanted this built. The guy who was commissioned to do it tried to deter him. He didn't want to do it, so he gave an outrageous price, and this R.C. Christian guy came back and was like, well, let's do it. He bought 5 acres of land. They got this structure built. It was revealed in 1980. And then the piece of land was deeded over to the county. So in this time, because of what's written on it and everything and the mystery behind it, because nobody actually knows who's put it there, a lot of people have just said it was the Illuminati. It was satanic. There's people who claim that witches were all about this thing. There were like ritual sacrifices at this place, which is
nice.
There's people saying none of that ever happened. There were some witch gatherings apparently, but anyway, a GOP governor or a GOP candidate,
Candace Taylor
said out loud that it was satanic. It needed to be destroyed, and it was going to be her mission to destroy it. And I'm not sure the timeline between her saying that and yesterday morning when somebody dropped a bomb off there and blew up part of it.
I'm going to quote her here, though. She's called the Guidestones a war between good and evil. And the same tweet posted before her defeat. So this is before her defeat in the gubernatorial election in Georgia. I am the only candidate bold enough to stand up to the Luciferian cabal. Elect me governor of Georgia, and I will bring the satanic regime to its knees and demolish the Georgia Guidestones.
What was the date on those tweets?
May 2nd.
May. So May, June, July. Wait. May, June. So 2 months.
I mean, it's been retweeted 790 times. It's been quoted 1,488 times. It's received
1,488 times.
Yeah, 1,488 quote tweets.
That some Nazi shit got like 1,488.
And has received 2,503 likes. So it's possible someone picked up and took time to plan it.
I mean, it may not have been completely linked to her, because as I said, it's been tied to... I learned about it probably close to 10 years ago, and back then I learned about it because I was paying attention to all the Illuminati conspiracy theories. So I knew that was like it was already being called satanic and stuff. So last night, though, I went to go. I saw somebody on my Facebook page talking about it, and they brought up that it was built by white nationalists linked with the KKK. So I go over to Wikipedia because I'm like the comment section. Somebody's like, I'm reading the Wikipedia page. I'm going to go research more now because everything Wikipedia says is true all of the time. But I go over there and read it. And yeah, it's talking about how it was built by white supremacists. This morning, though, the Wikipedia page was completely changed. All the white supremacist stuff leads back to this documentary called Dark Clouds Over Elberton, I believe. So I watched that today because I'm like trying to find, like, is there anything concrete to link them to white nationalists and the KKK? There's not. The only thing they have is shortly after it was built, or shortly before, around the time that it was built, there was a Richard Christian who sent this Common Sense Revisited or something like that, or Common Sense Renewed document to a bunch of Republicans and others, and it was some fashy ass shit. But I don't feel like R.C. Christian funding this and a Richard Christian sending it is necessarily proof.
Yeah, so I know they would have to investigate. Are they investigating this as terrorism or just vandalism? Like, what level?
They probably just don't give a shit.
I mean, they did end up tearing down the rest of the structure because it was a safety hazard at this point.
It's all gone.
It was a pretty tall structure, was it not?
Mm-hmm, it was huge.
Yeah, I thought it was like 19 or something feet tall.
Yeah, because they,
huge granite slabs, like.
It was a huge project. I was like, within the documentary, they talked about its building and everything. And it's quite impressive. I will say, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's linked to white nationalism or something like that. Because the very first line of it is something about maintaining the population at 500 million. And, like, how do you do that? You know, like, that's some eco-fascist shit, really.
I got to make fun of this person. I mean, she's an embarrassment, but unfortunately, she's also dangerous because she's not the only one that believes this. So, same person, Candace Taylor, tweeted yesterday, "God is God all by himself. He can do anything he wants to do. That includes striking down satanic guidestones." So, she thinks that... she's not even buying. According to another news article I read, she's not even buying that it was destroyed by vandals. She thinks it was taken down by God.
Did I not send you the Telegram things on that?
You know what? You may have.
I don't think. I think I was sending those to Dude Bro.
To Dude Bro.
They just leveled all of Gorgeous Guidestones. A historic day. God wins. The Guidestones have been completely leveled. If that's not a prophetic sign, then I don't know what is.
Is that still Candace, or is this somebody else?
This is on Telegram. I know not who brought down one of the Georgia Guidestones today, but I do know that in the days ahead, we will bring down the remainder of the technocratic agenda just as successfully. He who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Plant those seeds.
Yeah.
Like Telegram, the right is celebrating this because they viewed it as satanic.
Well, these are the same people that ultimately thought that there was a fucking child trafficking thing going on in the basement of a fucking pizza parlor.
Now,
like, they run with shit so easily.
This documentary, the person who built it, he ended up setting up a trust with somebody local. And the guy who was handling this trust said he will die keeping it a secret. He will never tell. He knows the real identity. But in this documentary, he says, he's like, it was built by a group of Christians.
That's what I read too. As people of God is what I read today. So no, it's not satanic, but they don't care. They really don't care. The satanic panic sets in and
it's something they don't understand. So it must be evil.
Yeah,
that's what it all is. Anything their mind can't grasp, it must be evil.
It's
nothing
not a giant
mysterious.
Fucking cross.
We know we know how it was fucking built. It was commissioned. Some people went out. They leveled the land. They put in the work. They did all the measurement. Like, it was a team of fucking people who built this. It was unraveled, like, in front of a crowd of people. It's not like it just one day appeared and there's no explanation of how it got there. We know how it got there.
You guys remember those random monoliths that were like randomly found in the middle of the fucking deserts? Was that
Was it?
Random fucking monoliths, like tall fucking, like
Blown up too.
Did they really?
Yes.
But now those just kind of went up randomly. Like, no one knows who put those up or why or anything like that.
It was probably an advertisement for an NFT.
Yeah.
And Nazis were uncomfortable with it. They were absolutely Nazis who went to blow it up.
I don't know. I hope they don't like leave this only as a, you know, investigation and as vandalism. I mean, would that be considered terrorism?
I mean, they're not going to pay much attention to it. Because of who is likely to have done it, everybody fucking knows it was some right-winger who did it. It's not going to be investigated. It's going to, like, they may talk to a few people, make it look like an investigation, but it's just like fucking if a Planned Parenthood gets blown up. They're not going to fucking investigate it. We will never know who fucking did it. You know, they fucking have a video. It has 24-hour surveillance. They have the video of it fucking blowing up.
It was like a silver truck or something like
that. Oh, I didn't even see the truck. I'm like, well, but where's the video of the person who actually did it?
Yeah.
If you have the aftermath, you have the bomb going off, you would have video of the people who did it. Why has that not been released? Because they don't fucking care.
Well, let's move on to how when they have video, they craft it in a certain way. It's time for our ACAB of the week. Yeah, this is ACAB of the week. So, Al, did you get a chance to listen? Did you watch the full press release from Ohio? I have problems with it, obviously. Of course, we're talking about Jaylen Walker, an individual who was unarmed and shot 60 times with a barrage of 90 bullets that were fired in total by the pursuing officers while he was on foot, and I will say again, unarmed. Now, what they claim is that they were in a vehicle pursuit, and now I will be forthcoming. He did not pull over. He did lead them on a chase. They claim that he fired a weapon outside of the vehicle while he was driving. They had the most piss poor shot, like video footage of the angle.
It. Yeah,
and they tried to highlight where they claimed a flash was.
I couldn't see it.
And when they were showing the chase, it was the body cam of the officer's footage. So you're seeing a steering wheel. I'm almost certain that all of these vehicles are equipped with fucking dash cams that show very clearly the vehicles in front of them. I didn't see a single video or still from that shot, did you?
I saw a video.
I saw a traffic cam one.
Yeah, a traffic cam and the
low resolution. Yeah. Like, it needs more JPEG, first off. Mm-hmm. Like,
but they had it all circled. I'm like, what the fuck? You can't see anything circling? With that.
Yeah. Is this a reflection from a passing street? Like, what are you showing me right now? What is this? Why is there not dash cam footage? If you have very clear and convincing evidence that a shot was fired, a compelling reason why you believe this individual was armed, why is that not the upfront video that you were showing everyone during this press conference? It's because they did the same thing they did with Ant. They took several days, a few weeks. It was just a week. They took days to craft their message, to put together a presentation. This was not evidence. This was a presentation of how they can tell their story. And here's why I also think that is because when they also claim that he had turned while they were chasing him on foot, that he turned towards them and reached towards his waist area. And it's like, well, he already had a gun because one of the officers called shots fired. So they perceived their life to be in danger. You watched this video and I said to you, why is it like the fourth guy in the back? Mm-hmm. Like, there are four other officers in front of him. The closest officer to him, they did not show that video footage. Did you see anything? Am I saying correctly?
I didn't even see him turn around. I didn't notice that. I couldn't see him well enough in the video.
No. It was because it's potato quality. Because they had to zoom in because they chose this. They chose the best.
They're like on CSI, point. Like enhanced.
Yeah, yeah, it was
enhanced.
It was, but it was enhanced. It was like, I don't know if you've seen the heavily degraded like Hank Hill. Like, do I look like I know what a JPEG is? And like, as the video goes on, it gets further like JPEG'd. It's basically that where they zoom in because they didn't choose the officer who was the closest to him to get the best vantage point. They chose an officer's cam to tell a story. I don't know why else they would choose these specific images or these specific video sources. Did you see anything else that I didn't see here? Did I lay it out correctly?
Yeah, that's what I saw on it.
I don't understand. If you're wanting to, especially if you know your city is on the verge of riots, because you know what happened during George Floyd, if you know that you can clearly show that these officers were in fact in danger and had a compelling reason to show that they were in danger, why are you not putting your best evidence forward? You know, even the people who watched it was like, I mean, 60 fucking times. This guy was on the ground and they're unloading on him still. Like,
he was only hit 60 times. 90 rounds. 90 bullets. Were
yeah,
fired.
90 rounds total were fired. That's a fucking lot.
And how many were there? There were 8 or
I don't have to do the math. I'm assuming 15 and 16, you know, rounds per weapon.
I mean, most magazines have, well, for a handgun, we'll have like 12 to probably 16.
Yeah, between 12 and 15, 16, yeah. Some compacts,
so, yeah.
But they don't carry compacts, so they're not going to carry a compact. They carry as 9. They're going to have full, you know.
So
full
at site. Least 12, probably,
minimum, yeah.
Per person. And so they emptied the fucking...
These are 8 or 9 officers, yeah, just empty. Every one of them fucking emptied their shit. And then he arrived handcuffed...
That's fucked up.
He arrives
still in fucking handcuffs,
like dead on the scene for sure. I mean, no one survives that. This is not something you survive, obviously. Still in fucking handcuffs,
and fucking regard at all. Just fucking get
so,
rid
but
of him.
Here's what Jaylene Walker did. Now, okay, running from the police is a thing you probably shouldn't do, but does not equal a death sentence. So let's just get that out of the way. Running from the cops does not mean they have the right to legally fucking put 60 bullets into
you. I know a lot of white people who have run from the cops, myself included. I think there's maybe somebody else in this room who has as well. We're both alive.
He did have a weapon in the car. I'm almost certain that the image I saw was that the magazine had been ejected from the gun, was sitting next to it, and the wedding ring. Can you confirm that? Is that what you
That's
saw too?
What I heard too, is that the gun and magazine were separate.
I think that, that from the image and the still that I saw, they were, and this is from their own press conference. So he strategically left the vehicle unarmed with the gun, so with the magazine separated and a wedding ring there, probably because he probably thought he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
probably why he ran in the first place. He's like, oh shit, I done pissed off the cops. Black people don't live in this situation. And they proved him right. And what gets me the most is that the Buffalo shooter, Bobby Cremo, every person that they know had a fucking high-powered rifle or high-powered weapon and was white. What was that? What was that grocery store where they literally took out in front of the building to apprehend?
Oh, is that down in Arizona?
Was that the King Cooper incident?
It was King Cooper's, yeah. Utah, maybe?
The church shooting in the...
Which one?
Probably, yeah, right. The cinema shooting. I don't remember. You know what? There's so many now. America has so many mass shootings by fucking white. But guess what? If they don't shoot themselves, they are apprehended.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Unless you're brown. Mm-hmm. Which I think the shooter in Uvalde...
He was brown.
Yeah, but then again, you know, I just don't understand how all these other instances, the perceived threat, this person how many people? They killed 7 people, Cremo killed 7 people, wounded 20 others, and was safely apprehended.
You know what? I don't even care. Like
I'm just saying that the hypocrisy...
No, the Uvalde shooting... That's a situation where I'm not even going to look at it as he didn't come out alive because he was brown at all. Because if I remember correctly, there was an exchange of gunfire from the police and he had just murdered a bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't give a shit if he lives or dies. Like that to me in my mind is fucking justified. Others...
No, I'm just saying. My thing is,
a lot of people.
Why are they always so more fearful of their lives when they think a black man is
because
armed?
They're racist?
I was being rhetorical. Now, I just don't understand where there was no weapon presented. He was running at fucking full speed, and then do they just? They're so scared. They think they see a motion because it's dark out.
They're scared of everything that fucking moves. We already had
full
this
circle.
Conversation.
Full circle.
Like, and that's where we bring it back. Anything that fucking moves the wrong way, they're fucking terrified.
So let's
know how many people would be shot if that was enough justification for me to shoot people? Because there's a lot of people who just move the wrong way, and it kind of startles me out of the corner of my eyes. I move to where I can see them and keep an eye on them, and that's about it. You know, like...
So, on come the protests, and the police do as the police do, and are escalating and basically just lobbing tear gas at not just protesters, but openly marked media with their, like, in, they're in their media vans, like, just lobbing tear gas at them. Like, they're instituting curfews. I'm surprised this isn't more of a national event, kind of like the George Floyd thing was. I think
they don't want it to
be. It's mostly because of there's so many actions for Roe versus Wade right now. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But you know where police aren't acting like that at? These white liberal Roe versus Wade.
That's because they're not doing anything.
I mean, they did arrest a 13-year-old.
But, I mean,
peacefully.
I mean, a lot of these fucking protests for Black Lives Matter, it doesn't start out with them doing anything. Most of them start out with peaceful protests, and the police escalate things.
We saw videos of them coming through with their vehicles, hitting people with their vehicles, and then just spraying peppers, spraying
right,
out
they'll,
their car.
They'll people will be in the streets peacefully protesting, not breaking shit, and the police will come start some shit with them.
Yeah, and if you
and
if
they're not doing that with I mean I've been out to protest here in Knoxville. I can tell you, like, I've had a lot of people message me before, like, that are finally getting out to protest, and they're like, what should I be worried about? I'm like, absolutely fucking nothing. Because this is a white protest, the police will not be around. And they're barely around. You see small, like, two or three here there. But...
Well, that's not what I saw this weekend at the protest. I mean, they made sure that the Christians got... Preference that they had loud speakers.
There are those times when there's a Christian out there running their mouth, and the cops will all stay around there to protect the Christian.
I mean, you see the line of cops around the fucking Proud Boys when they came out to the Pride event. They literally built a wall to protect them, to let them have their voice. But if you try to go up there and yell at them, the cops try to push you away.
The cops are the fascists.
Fucking Legions of St. Ambrose when they were.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right. I just never remember their fucking name. They're all the same fucking group, though. They're literally all the same mindset. They're all the fucking Nazis, and they get police protection so they can espouse their hate behind that wall of protection. And then if you get near enough to confront them, the police tell you to back away.
Right.
Okay.
But if there's... Well, I don't know. After Ant, it depends. But, well, in the big protest, there were a lot of white people out there, so the cops kind of stayed away. Whenever the protest was mostly black people, you saw a lot of fucking cops. Like, an unnecessary amount of cops. Big old fucking, what was that vehicle they had out there that night?
Is that the one that Enya Kincannon rode in?
I don't know.
That's
going to
be
that.
Whipped out eventually, but, that Enya Kincannon cannon.
But it was almost like a tank-like vehicle.
That's what she was in, right?
It was some kind of armored vehicle. Yeah, that they were, like, following us around in because it was mostly black people. I've been protesting here since 2011, so 11 fucking years, and the only time I have seen a large militarized police presence at a protest is when it is majority black participants.
Yeah, and that's when they tend to instigate. We've had several episodes, and had we had this show back in 2020, it would have just been fucking just a rich feature of police just brutalizing peaceful protesters and making those crowds basically more violent. Like, they drove through, hit people, sprayed them, shot randomly at them with non-lethal, air quotes, non-lethal rounds when they weren't doing it. And then, like, if you get hit with spray and you're not doing anything, that's going to piss you off. You're going to start throwing shit at the police now. Like, they want that. They want to get that counter-reaction so they can clear the fucking streets with force. So that's that. They probably had marching orders to get them to respond so we can respond even further and get these people off the streets. Because while they have the right to peacefully protest, we want our streets cleared. And how do we do that? Oh, they were being violent towards the police.
As I said, police make situations dangerous.
Yeah. And
A-cab.
Just super sad. I mean, I'm not going to defend this guy's actions, but he shouldn't be dead. He shouldn't have been riddled with 60 bullets with 90 rounds fired when... Unless, because...
I mean, it's just like Ant should be dead. He should have a gun charge for having a gun at the school.
Consequences, but not all consequences should be equal
death. He should not
be
fucking dead.
Yeah. But the other issue is that I think that the city of Akron intentionally misled during that briefing because they did not put their best evidence forward to justify their use of excessive force. Nothing they showed me, nothing that I saw. In fact, everything they showed me brought more questions than it did answers. It made me more mad at them for crafting, because we know they fucking lie. We know they will tell the story whatever they can in their way to protect themselves. They didn't put what I would have, if I had this evidence, I would have showed, here's a dash cam, right here you can see the handgun comes out, and you can see the flash of the muzzle way very clear in this shot here. And then he runs out. Officers are on the assumption that he has the weapon on him. Here, you can see him turn around and his hand is by his waist. So our officers, in fear of their lives, took the shots. None of that was made available to me. Mm-mm. Not a fucking bit. So really? I don't buy any of this. Nope. I'm highly skeptical.
I don't buy a single bit of it. I mean, it's just fucking cops covering their ass once again.
Yeah,
under no circumstances is 90 fucking shots justified. Yeah. No circumstance that I can see ever at all is 90 fucking shots.
Well, they're gonna say justified. Well, anytime you're in fearful life, you empty your clip is what the people on the right and some of the comments I've seen.
Even if it's a dog.
But my problem is that these people, a lot of the people in the comments are like, well, don't shoot at the cops or don't run. I'm like, you're buying the police story. I'm being skeptical because the evidence they presented to me is not sufficient for me to accept the claim that they're providing to me. You guys are just eating this shit up, which is why you're fucking Christians. You buy in anything that someone tells you with just a modicum of this might be plausible, but they're not painting a very clear picture. So I'm withholding my belief that the police thought there was a shot fired. Did they say it had this many rounds? There was discharge found in his hands. Did any of that come out?
Nothing.
I haven't heard any of that. Like, this is evidence that would show
Yeah, they didn't bring up gunpowder residue on his hand, and that would be a good thing to find.
They claim they found a casing in the vehicle.
Well, outside of the vehicle near where it went off.
Okay.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
They're testing to find out if it came from his gun.
Yeah, they went back. But and everything found else it. that they have in their arsenal that they can use to show that this was a justifiable excessive use of force, but they were still justified in the fearful life. They didn't show the evidence that I need to accept that claim. I think they put up bogus information. They put up whatever they could to get most people to back off, to get most people to say, to get the people in at least Tennessee and with the comment section I've read. But not a rational, a person thinking rationally and watching this should think, there's a lot missing here. Why are they showing this footage? Why are they omitting this footage? Why are they omitting this evidence? Why are they omitting this? It's because they're crafting a story. And that's why I'm so skeptical of this. That's purely skeptical because I'm beating a dead horse here. They put on a show.
That's presentation. That's what they do every fucking time. It's not even surprising anymore. That's just what they fucking do.
Yeah.
I've been having fun in the comment sections lately on cop posts, and like I had two successes just today, where one person was he started out going on to me about being a leftist. He's like, "Who are you going to call when you need help?" And so I like responded back. I was like, "So wait." Like, if someone breaks into your house and is there to attack your family, are you going to call the police and wait for them to come help? He's like, no. I was like, then what the fuck makes you think I'm going to do that? You know, and he just stopped responding. The other one responded.
The only thing police are good for that is a police report. They won't investigate. They won't try to apprehend or try to... They'll get you a police report, and you get with your insurance and move the fuck on.
Yeah, that's the only thing they're good for is the police report. The other one came on, and he started with you live in your mom's basement.
Jesus Christ.
And then, like, he goes on to, and the next comment, I don't remember how I responded, but the next comment was about me having dyed hair, multicolored hair, piercings and something else. I say something about him regurgitating shit, and he's like, "You think I regurgitate?" And then he goes on. What was the last thing he said to me? He got on to me about cussing. and low intelligence. And I wrote back. I'm like, no, I don't think you regurgitate shit. I know you do, because everything you feel like step by step, everything you've said is stuff that I've heard a million times before. I can go to any news article and find somebody making these exact same comments. I'm like, you've proven here that you just regurgitate the same shit you've heard over and over. And he just never came back.
Speaking of the right regurgitating shit, there was a shooting in Copenhagen, Denmark, one of the first shooting incidents they've had in over 7 years. And the homosexuals were quick, especially Marjorie Taylor Greene, was like, see, gun laws don't work. I'm like, that's a fucking Tuesday in the United States.
Yeah.
That's 7 hours in the United States. It's 7 years between incidents there. Like, I'm all for gun ownership, but don't be a fucking hypocrite and think that one incident in 7 years equals the gun restriction and laws don't work. I showed a quick Google search for, if you look at states with gun deaths per capita, the top 9 out of 10 states with gun deaths per capita are the ones with the most gun ownership and the most lax gun laws. Like, I'm all for gun ownership, but don't pretend to yourself, because these are all the same people that think that if you get rid of Chicago and New York City and all these other cities, then the murder rate in the United States would be low. I'm like, bitch, that's where people live. Why don't you look at per capita information and see where the majority of all the highest are the red states? Alaska is actually the worst. Alaska is the worst. But if you look at, like, New York's on the bottom of that list. Like, per capita, the states that have these restrictions, that have common sense laws, but they don't want to buy that. They just want to regurgitate what they've been told because they can't think. And I tried to show them, like, this, look, just look at the information's here. The statistics are here. Here's the link. Here's the stats. They don't fucking care. Not one person responded to that.
They just end up disappearing. They don't come back. They don't respond. They just,
because they have because they know they have nothing. Once they run out of stuff they've already regurgitated, and you call them out on that they have nothing else left to do.
Mm-mm.
All right, guys. Well, that's gonna wrap us up for episode 72 of Apostates on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us this week. I'd like to thank all of our patrons for helping us provide the content that we were able to get out to you this week by upgrading our equipment. So thank you guys so much. If you would like to become a patron, head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod and help further grow and support the page. You can join as little as $5 a month. It's not a per episode. The perks include you get early release at certain levels and all bonus content whenever we have that available to you. So head on over, check that out. If you guys like links to the articles or to contact the show or to get more detailed show notes, head on over to apostatepod.com. Now, I do actually code in a lot of the articles and the description within the podcast link itself. So if you're on Spotify or your podcast player, you should be able to swipe over to some way and read. I do code in the articles. So if you'd like to, you know, get more information on some of the things we talked about, you can scroll in there and find that. I do put a lot of work to do that. So read my fucking articles. Just kidding. All right, guys, we will see you all next week.
Fuck every single fascist, but not literally. Please don't fuck them literally. Please, please, please.
Yeah, don't fuck your grandma. fucking fascist grandma.
Jesus Christ, Sam. This is a all-out assault. You guys have to do everything, and that also means not letting the GOP take control in either the midterm or 2024. So you have to stay fucking engaged. We know that the Democrats aren't doing us any favors, but they're not going to take your fucking rights away. So you guys still have to vote. There's still things you have to do to protect the lives of those around you, because the right are actively trying to kill you.
Diversity of motherfucking tactics.
Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.